Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1061, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and BloombergRadio.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Monday, August 28th. I'm Carol Masser. My co-host Corey Johnson is off today. Coming up, a little bit of deal flow on this Monday in the pharmaceutical space. We'll tell you about the players and the significance of that move. That's coming up in just a moment. Back, though, to your top business stories and today's trading session. Here is once again Charlie Pellett.
And I thank you very much, Carol Masser. U.S. stocks are mixed. 28 minutes to go ahead of the closing bell. We have got the Dow and S&P lower, NASDAQ's higher. This update is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Oil is declining, gold is rising as investors weigh the damage from Tropical Storm Harvey. Gold above $1,300 the ounce. At $1,311, it is up 1.3%, rallying $1,720 the ounce. The 10-year up 2/32, yield there 2.16%. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate down 2.3% to $46.75 a barrel. Gasoline rallying 3.9%. Again, the S&P down half a point, NASDAQ up 15, Dow Industrials up 20. Amazon spent its first day as the owner of a brick-and-mortar grocery chain, cutting prices at Whole Foods. Matthew Boyle covers grocery chains for Bloomberg News.
I mean, we think consolidation is going to happen in grocery in the same way that has happened for the mall-based retailers, the apparel retailers, the ones that have been closing shops and, you know, going out of business. Now, you know, this is one of the first, shots across the bow here. You know, there are, as a lot of said, a lot of grocers who are perhaps getting by on margins that are a little bit unrealistic. We should see some of the, I mean, these are ones that you might not have heard of, though, especially in New York. But, you know, independent, mid-price ones around the country, yeah, there's going to have to be consolidation coming. We're just overstored in food retail in the same way we were overstored in apparel.
And Amazon shares are up now by 0.1%. Recapping, S&P little change down half a point. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Monday right here on Bloomberg Radio. Yeah, Sting for you on this Monday, but we're talking about companies being together, hooking up M&A activity, and Gilead Sciences making a deal buying Kite Pharma. It's $11.9 billion deal. Let's talk about the significance of this move and what it might mean for other players in the biotech and pharmaceutical sector. Asthika Gunawardena is with us, senior biotech analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, our in-house group of analysts. Asthika, talk to us a little bit about this deal. First of all, the price tag, a little steep or what?
Yeah, that made me quite surprised this morning when I saw the press release. If you take into context that Kite was a $2.2 billion company at the end of 2016, and this is what the price is going for right now. But the company has done all the things correctly in terms of developing this this therapy called AxiCell, which is a revolutionary type of therapy called CAR-T, which takes an immune cell out of your body, re-engineers it, and puts it back in. So it's very, very complex. And it's done everything right in terms of bringing it close to market. So the next step for this drug is that it might be approved by the FDA. I'm calling it that it's going to get approved by the FDA and very likely by the Europeans.
So this is not potentially a billion-dollar drug, but a multi-billion-dollar drug if successful, right? This is what we've talked about as maybe a way of really, really making some significant improvements in dealing with cancer.
Correct. So right now, if you look at on the Bloomberg, if you look at the estimates in the system, analysts are calling for about $1 billion to $2 billion in peak sales for this asset. But given the valuation, I think Gilead is coming in and saying, and they alluded to this on the call, that they see the potential to be higher. Now this, given the complexity, is something that you'd want to use in a more late stage cancer patient, but Gilead was quite vocal to saying that they think that they can bring this further up in the line of therapy for a particular type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Is it, and that's what I wanted to ask you, is this a drug that is just going to be useful in one type of cancer, or could it have multiple treatment modalities, if you will?
Yeah, several. So right off the bat, different types of hematological. So blood cancers is where you're going to want to use this. But of course, Kite has a bit of a pipeline as well. So it has another asset called BCMA, which is another type of blood cancer.
Yeah.
It has things where it can hopefully get into solid tumors, which has been the area where these type of CAR T therapies have yet to penetrate.
Right. Ah. Interesting. So what does this mean then for other players within the space? Does it mean that somebody else, you know, when there's an M&A deal, I said to you coming in, so what does it mean for other biotech companies? Do they have to run out and do something?
Yeah, so today, companies like Juno and Selectus and Bluebird, I think they were all up on this news because there's speculation that, that other people, other companies who are interested in the space might go out and start buying them. I don't think that's going to be the case. Gilead bought this company, Kite, because they were very desperate to do a deal, and they've been getting heat from investors for a while. Though what I do think is that Gilead themselves might be back at the buying table again, because the sales of this drug is something that you're going to see being more projected and coming to reality in the 2020 timeframe. Between now and 2020, the sales ramp up is relatively small. Mm-hmm. And Gilead has a very big decline in sales happening last year, this year, and the year ahead. So they still have, after they do this deal, they still should have about I think $30 billion worth of, before doing the deal, they had about $30 billion worth of cash and maybe another $30 billion worth of debt they could take. So they still have a considerable amount of cash that they can go out and do more deals.
I was just looking at their balance sheet and just seeing the amount of cash.
They've got tons of cash.
They have a ton of money to play around with. You know, when you look at the biopharmaceutical space, I mean, in terms of cancer treatments, I mean, we're seeing a lot of, I feel like, aggressive moves as people try to kind of capture the next, I don't know, whether it's level of treatment or next stage of treatment.
Yeah, so immuno-oncology is the big buzzword that we have right now. Exactly.
And rightfully so, in your view?
I think rightfully so, because it's quite beautiful how you can harness the body's own immune system to treat cancer.
It's logical.
It's very logical, too. And in fact, this CAR-T therapy is doing exactly that, but it's a very more specialized, more complex type of immuno-oncology. But right now, it's a bit of a gold rush. But you also have to take the other side of it. Everyone is rushing and just throwing money at this. It's kind of like the spaghetti approach. Some companies like Bristol, America, are just accelerating so many development programs. There are over 1,000 different combination studies underway right now, which kind of brings up the question, how many patients are we going to have to treat? Are we going to have enough patients to treat once these drugs go commercial?
Right.
So it's a big gold rush, but there's a lot of enthusiasm here.
But it's all about immunotherapy.
Largely immunotherapy. I mean, it's most of the conferences now the discussion is around immunotherapy.
Got 30 seconds left here. So, Asika, what should kind of investors be thinking about when they're looking at the biotech and pharmaceutical space and looking at these developments in immunotherapy? How do they gauge kind of, you know, how much is just going to be speculation, how much is going to be actuality?
Well, the thing is, proof is in the pudding. And what we've seen with CAR-T therapy is that they are delivering. They're one of those areas that are showing really, really robust results. Right now, we're still early stages in a lot of other areas beyond what we call PD-1 agents. So right now, we just have to watch for the data and see what materializes.
And what does CAR-T stand for?
Chimeric antigen receptor T cell.
I love that. Pretty wild
stuff. We're all about acronyms.
We certainly are. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you for having me.
Asika Gunawardena, he is senior biotech analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, our in-house group of analysts, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on at Gilead, buying Kite for almost $12 billion. Let's get another check on your latest world and national news headlines. We've got Nathan Hager in our Bloomberg 991 newsroom in Washington. Nathan, take it away.
Thanks, Carol. The feared death toll is now up to at least 8 from what was Hurricane Harvey. A TV station in Houston's reporting that includes 6 family members in a van swept away in the city's floodwaters. The entire Texas National Guard is mobilized for search and rescue now. Bloomberg's Houston Bureau Chief Joel Carroll was with us moments ago here on Bloomberg Markets. He says it's way too early to talk recovery.
It's tens of billions of dollars in damage if you look at it monetarily. But honestly, no one can even do an assessment yet for how much stuff is broken, to put it plainly. Everything is underwater. Folks are still getting rescued from rooftops and from the floodwaters, thousands and thousands of people.
President and First Lady Trump plan to visit Texas tomorrow, and the president says he may return to the region on Saturday. He's speaking with reporters right now as he hosts the president of Finland. He says that he is working with Congress on the response to Harvey. He says coordination's been going very well. He also says Finland has a trade surplus against the U.S. President and the president of Finland will hold a joint news conference next hour. Bloomberg Radio will bring that to you live. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says its response is quickly drawing down reserves in its disaster fund. FEMA says it is prioritizing its response to Harvey over earlier disasters to stretch the life of that aid fund to make sure it doesn't run out of money. FEMA's most recent report says it has more than $3 billion in its disaster fund. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries in Washington. I'm Nathan Hager, and this is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.